hello. This is the Pegasus Patton Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Reform Radio. I'm Katie.
I'm Claire.
I'm Emily.
Yay, we have a guest.
Yeah, super exciting. Like on fire with the special guests this semester.
I know. Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Emily, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Introduce yourself.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Well, this is the second time I've been a guest on a radio show, so I'm pretty excited. I feel like a veteran, you know?
You are a veteran.
Oh, thank you, Katie.
Pro.
Yeah.
That's it? That's the only information you have to share with the world? Wow.
Okay. Loving the weather.
I love the weather.
Let's talk about the weather.
No, I actually have an interesting tidbit about the weather.
Hey, I would love to hear your interesting tidbit.
So you know how on Facebook they have those like little memory things?
Yeah, I hate those.
Throwback for you.
Yeah, like, so this is where you were this is where you were a year ago, or this is where you were 2 years ago. And so on the April 13th, I looked at it. And it was had like a little like picture of me and a couple of people I lived with lounging in shorts and tank tops on the quad with a blanket. And I was like, this is ridiculous because it's still 45 degrees outside. So there you go.
It's supposed to be 70 on Sunday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really nice this weekend.
Very excited.
And next week. So I'm hopefully we're finally gonna, because I hate that we have to leave campus before it gets really nice again. Because it's really nice to like be outside here.
I honestly think I might just stay here for the 2 weeks in May and just like hopefully it'll get nicer. Who knows?
It will.
Katie, like, you want to come to Sky Zone with us?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, we're planning an expedition to Sky Zone.
I want to go to Sky Zone.
Do you have your Sky socks?
No, I don't.
I left mine at home. I'm so mad.
I always have mine. I'm always ready to go.
Okay, so for our listeners who don't know, Sky Zone is one of those indoor trampoline places that's just a big room full of trampolines. You get to jump on them.
It is the most amazing place in the entire
and
world.
And when I checked it out last year, it's great. It's our new, like, end of the year celebration.
Wait, I want to go.
So you get these fancy special orange socks that have really intense, like, grippy dots on the bottom so that you don't fall on your face.
And then I still fall on my face.
Well, yeah.
That's okay.
But yeah, then you just jump for like 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh, can
it's
we go?
Great cardio exercise.
It's so exhausting.
Yeah, so I guess we should invite the listeners too. We can't plan a party without inviting them.
I know.
So.
Sky Zone.
If anyone wants to come, like, let us know.
You get to walk. You have to walk across a highway to get there.
Yeah, it's really, really, really far away.
Oh wait, really?
Yeah.
Why can't you just Uber?
But we're thinking of Ubering this time. Yeah, last time we took the train. We took the commuter rail, actually. Oh. It was a huge adventure. But I'm thinking if we get a lot of people and split the Uber, that's the way to go.
Well, I'm in. I'll go.
Yes.
100%. Oh, yeah.
Great.
Sky Zone.
Sky Zone. That's wonderful. It makes me really excited. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Jumbo days.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing.
Claire and I almost got run over by like a huge swarm of people.
Oh, my. I think there's more prosties on campus right now than there are actual students.
That's what it feels like.
Everyone's walking around with the Tufts folder.
And everyone, students are like inside studying for finals and stuff. And the prosties is like walking around like, oh, this is nice. Should I go here?
And you're like, I'm stressed. You're like, don't go here.
Save yourself.
However, I do, you know how I always read the, like, residential life newsletters?
Yes.
You read those?
No. I read those because I like to scroll down to the bottom where they talk about all the new dining events that are coming up.
That's
how you
smart.
Always know what the theme nights are.
So when, like, got the inside I think, scoop. Like, next week or the week after that, there's the Strawberry Fest where they have, like, chocolate-dipped strawberries.
That's like my favorite all day thing in the long. World.
Heaven on earth.
Strawberries are my favorite. Like,
they've
I
been
love strawberries.
They had so much strawberries the past 2 days.
Last night
Incredible.
And this morning, Katie.
For dinner really? And for breakfast.
And Carm, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
When is Strawberry Fest? When is it?
No, it hasn't happened yet, but they've just had strawberries.
Oh my gosh.
Strawberry Fest
so
is when they have strawberries, but then also like chocolate and pretzels and
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, when fondue night happened,
oh
I was
my
in
God.
Heaven.
I missed it.
No, the best thing was my favorite.
I missed it.
I walked in.
I missed it.
It
was
terrible. No, I walked in. Okay, I'm gonna just like relish in this. This is really happy. I walked in. I was having a bad day. They had Caesar salad bars, which I love. And then they had fondue. So I had a chicken Caesar salad
and fondue.
No, it's what my a combo. Favorite things. Ew. It's my favorite things.
Okay, judge all right, me a that's little a little weird.
No, I got to have a Caesar, like a really nice Caesar salad, and then I had fondue and for dessert.
For you.
Caesar salad is disgusting.
I kind of like Caesar salad, actually. I haven't had a Caesar salad in a very long
time. I love Caesar salad.
I don't put dressing on my salad.
I always put
Okay, well, I need something. I need, like, oil and vinegar. Like, at least that. Like, I don't like a lot of dressing. If you put a lot of dressing on it, then it's gross. Because then you're just eating the dressing.
Yeah,
but I like having a little bit of something so it's not too dry.
Yeah. Outnumbered, Emily. Boom.
She's like, whatever.
Whatever, I'm leaving.
It's fine.
Bye.
So, Katie, do we have a theme for this morning?
Well, I just went through my stash of music and picked out some interesting things that the titles looked cool, so we're just going to see what happens.
Okie dokie.
No, I mean, like, yeah, we got some good stuff. It's fine. Some, like, upbeat more stuff going on. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna revise my list because it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so, good. Yeah, the art of radio.
Yeah,
we can go for it. It's fine. It's good.
Should we resume?
Yeah, we'll play some music for you guys.
A couple more things I can give you.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Here we go.
Awesome.
Woohoo!
Cosmonaut. The ruined lighthouse, a lantern lit. Goodbye, Mooney and Walrus. Large fanging tea, it talked about the sea. If the willowy marsh, it was you and I. Off into the hills, hung amongst the branches of the tree, casting shadows on those below. Dark and dingy, will you shed a green? Plant-like, the back of a stegosaurus. And your arms are tired, sand dunes are spiking up. The brights are brighter, the heights are so much higher. Drippy-eyed goon, looking gnarly ferocious. His giant eyes are bulging from his head. Through Batwing Cave and a poisonous fang, stuck in the darkness, trying not to wind up dead. Off into the hills, hung amongst the branches of the trees, casting shadows on those below. Dark and dingy, will we shed a green?
we fit in. Summer sun, we would run far away from our fears. Waiting for the train in the winter. Couldn't hide and our trees were frozen tears. Mama says she'd always keep us warm. Roof over our head, even though it was torn.
We are back with a PSA from the Museum of Science.
Our favorite brand of PSAs. That's all we ever talk about.
All right. The Museum of Science presents the IMAX film Wild Africa. Go on a spectacular ride across, over, and through the most dramatic continent on Earth, Africa. Discover the fascinating secrets of this enchanted continent. Hang out with a family of mountain gorillas. Learn how spectacular thermal geysers help turn thousands of flamingos pink. Interesting. Why the heat beating down on waterless dunes in the Namib Desert forces a lizard to dance, and why it snows on the equator. It's a journey where you'll truly believe the real world is more extraordinary and awe-inspiring than any fiction. For tickets and more information about the Wild Africa IMAX film and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and all the wild things here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, thank you.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, for all of our talk about the Museum of Science and their amazing, I love the IMAX Museum of Science films, we have never actually seen one together.
We should probably go.
Wait, yeah. I want to go too.
Yeah, let's go.
We could.
Okay, so we're going to do Sky Zone.
Oh, yeah, we've got
this
some
is,
plans.
This is starting to get expensive.
Also, an open invitation to all of the listeners who would like to join us on this fabulous adventure.
Museum of Science.
Come to the Museum
Very
of
exciting.
Science.
Very exciting. So, interesting trend of the week. I just invented this little tidbit. There's a new thing called rolled ice cream.
Something?
There's a new thing called rolled ice cream, and let's talk about it.
What does that mean?
So they, you know, have you ever been to Cold Stone Creamery?
Yeah, I hate that place.
I hate Cold Stone Creamery.
Why do you hate Cold Stone Creamery?
Because they get all pretentious about their ice cream, and then they, like, roll it, and they put the stuff in it, and it's
the
just,
ice
like...
ice cream isn't even that good.
It's not that good, but they just Baskin make it look Robbins all fancy. Okay, Baskin Robbins is not that great either.
Take I like Edie's.
But...
Okay.
Well, that doesn't come in, like, a store.
Yeah, it does.
What?
When I was in spring break, they had like an Edie's ice cream store, and so we would get Edie's ice cream. It's actually so
I've
good.
I've only ever
okay,
seen
fine.
That.
Okay, fine. Can we all agree that Ben & Jerry's is amazing?
Oh, but, no, Ben & Jerry's is the best. There's no beating Ben & Jerry's. There's like no.
Because like their ice cream is kind of fancy. They got a lot of stuff going on, but they pull it off. Cold Stone cannot pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And you just get ridiculous amounts of ice cream, and it's really expensive, and it's not even that good. So, yeah. There, I said it.
Okay. Anyways,
there's my opinion on Cold Stone.
There's a I'm similar thing.
Okay, tell us, Katie. We'll try.
Where
to
they
be
will like, they like take the ice cream, they mix all the stuff in, and then they roll, they like spread it out super super thin, and the ice cream kind of like freezes more, and then they take like a spatula and roll it. So they'll like put it under and it like rolls. So then you have little ice cream rolls and you put in a cup.
It's kind of cool. How do you eat that though?
Just with a spoon.
What's the advantage?
I don't know. I think maybe it freezes it more. It like incorporates it more and freezes it. It kind of looks cool. I don't know. I just
sounds
I thought it was,
stupid.
That does sound stupid.
I thought it was interesting.
I mean, maybe if you rolled it and then like somehow ate it with your fingers, but it's ice cream. You can't do that. That doesn't make any sense. You know, like a little ice cream burrito.
Yeah,
that would be cute.
Yeah, that would be cute. But I don't know if they. Yeah, I don't think they can do that.
Yeah. So but, okay, I'm gonna. Give
okay.
A
sorry.
Down
sorry.
To that
I
idea.
Was just thought it was interesting.
Sorry to shut you down on that one, but right. That was not
well,
that interesting.
Whatever.
What else do you got for us?
What else do I have for you?
Yeah.
I don't know. The weather's nice outside.
Oh, wow.
We just talked about that.
I'm in full circle.
But yeah, I don't know. Free food on campus because of Jumbo Days. Does anybody know anything?
I don't have
a lot of meal swipes left.
Oh.
Do you not have an unlimited meal plan?
Nope.
What do you have?
160.
Oh.
But then all my friends are like, let's go eat at the dining hall. And I'm like, sure.
Everyone else has unlimited.
And then I don't
and now
know.
You're like, I can't eat
and then
anymore.
I'm like, I can't eat anymore.
I don't think that they have free food for Jumbo Days, though.
Because they all eat in the dining hall. Because
they all give them dining passes and they eat in the dining
That's
hall.
That's the worst.
If you had been if you had been a host, you would have gotten 2 free meal tickets.
Yeah. No, just one. For dinner.
Oh, you don't get one for lunch?
No, because they're not yours anymore by lunchtime. Oh, this is getting very logistical and not
very logistical.
But yeah, okay, so maybe we should start a fund to feed Katie
throughout
the end of the semester so that she can
guess swipe me in, guys. It's fine. It's whatever. I'm just going to, it'll be fine.
I would I would have, but I already used them all on my friend's sister's.
Oh.
I'm
which is
sorry.
Okay. I don't think I've used anyone's.
Oh, perfect. I'll come
get
eat with
you.
In
there, yeah. But they only give us so many.
I know.
Give you 4.
It's ridiculous. Like, how are you supposed to get 4 for the whole semester?
I know. It used to be 10. They cut it down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you have one guest, there they all go.
Yeah. For like a weekend.
Yeah. For like a day or two.
Yeah. So.
Bye bye, guest wipes.
I don't know. Nah. Meh.
Whatever. Anyways.
It's fine.
Blah, 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 blah. I feel like we should play some more music.
Yeah, let's go play some more
no
music.
No one really has anything to say this morning.
I'm tired.
So, Katie, do you got something
I got
for
some
us?
Stuff.
Cool.
All right, cool.
It was was a strange place and a tender age. It was just a babe in school. Saw them roses rise at me every time that I thought that I was cool. Well, God knows it was no chosen one. That just wasn't my prime. Yeah, it's just a matter of time, honey. It's just a matter of time. And I will work this body out.
across the coast. Once a year I'll see them for a week or so at most. I remind myself that times could be much worse. My wife won't ask me questions, there's not so much to ask, and she'll never front around an empty purse. Once my mind was lacking just a steady couple nights, and decided she would stay the rest of her life. I watch my little children play some board game in the kitchen, and I sit and pray they never feel my strife. Then my partner called to say the pension funds were gone. He made some bad investments, now the accounts are overdrawn. I
and here comes the nighttime.
Step back and here comes the nighttime. Daylight, you could look like today. Now I hope that someday I'll see without these frames. And in the daylight, I don't pick up my phone. Cause in the daylight, anywhere feels like home.
ain't your mama, no. We used to be crazy in love. Can we go back to how it was? When did you get too comfortable? 'Cause I'm too good for that, I'm too good for that. Just remember that.
Hi,
we're back
for our final goodbye.
As oh, per usual. So sad.
Yeah, but thanks for listening to the Pegasus Pageant Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That radio,
it's great.
That's where you are right now.
Hopefully, you enjoyed our list. Let's do a quick song recap.
We did not do any recaps at all. So, do you want to recap? I can recap the whole entire
show. Do the whole thing right now.
Okay, so the first thing we played was White Horse by Sweet Disaster.
Yes.
Nope, just kidding. Sweet Disaster by White Horse, the other way around. I was reading it backwards. Then the second one is my current favorite song. I'm a little obsessed with it. It's called Moony Eyed Walrus by Cayucas. I think everyone should check it out. It's really good. Then we had Mr. Wives with Queens.
Very nice.
Lord with the Love Club. I also love that song. Running Back to You by For the Foxes. And then we switched it over to Katie's Choices with Work This Body by Walk the Moon. Tongue Tied by Group Love. Take a Walk by Passion Pit. Also a really good one. Hey Now by Matt and Kim.
I kind of like that one. I haven't really heard that one before.
Yeah, but starting to get into the spring fling mood there. A Punk by Vampire Weekend. An oldie but a goodie, I think. Daylight by Matt and Kim. We need to have two Matt and Kim songs, apparently. I Need Your Love by Shaggy.
No, we went a little clubby.
A lot of other people. Got a little what?
Like a little clubby, like a little dancey.
I wasn't sure what you said there. And then finishing up with Ain't Your Mama by Jennifer Lopez.
Bad song.
Thanks to Katie for that one also.
I like it. It's catchy.
So,
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah.
Soak up the sun.
We will see.
To all those Jumbo Day Prosbys, come to Tufts.
Oh, yeah. If anyone, I don't really think that Prosbys listen to this.
Yeah, well.
But if they do,
come to Tufts.
That's
very exciting that you got in. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to say thanks to our guest, Emily.
Woo!
Happy
to be here.
She had a great time. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Emily, do you have any last words? Do you want to be like our goodbye?
It was super exciting being on the show. Except for that last song, which was something.
That's harsh.
I like it. Okay. Everybody has telling a different like style. I like to close out the show with something fun.
You know what, Katie?
Also, something that doesn't really go with anything else
what we've been playing.
So
it's kind of my sign
off. I don't like it either.
I'm gonna try and stay neutral.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
No, we love each other.
We love each other. It's fine.
But yeah, we are gonna say our goodbyes now. But
all right,
we'll
bye.
See you next
bye.
Week.
Have a great weekend. Stay tuned for the next show.
Yeah. Yeah. All that jazz.
I am just a cowboy.